gospel was read for us by Deacon Walter Doyle. We're grateful for the deacon with us for the celebration. What a wonderful celebration. When it comes to celebrations, you can't beat the church. The church knows how to celebrate. Has been doing it for 2,000 years. In fact, there's a way of saying it that makes it clear that that's all the church does is celebrate. Every time we assemble, every time we gather, we are gathering to celebrate, regardless of what other secondary purpose might be at hand. We are here because we profoundly believe that over sin and suffering and death and the grave itself, our Lord Jesus Christ has the victory. And we who believe and hope in him have a share in that victory. We're here to celebrate that, his victory over the bad stuff. We're here to celebrate today Tom Lewis's share in the victory. His faith and trust in God, he wore on his sleeve. That line that Michael read from Seward, I was thinking of that when I was thinking of Tom. His life would be meaningless if God did not exist. There'd be no way of explaining it if God did not exist. That's what faith and hope was for him. When I thought of saying a few words this afternoon, through the week I thought of Catonsville and the Berrigan brothers, Plowshares, and all that time in jail. How much time was there in jail? And what jails was it? Wow. A lot of stuff in him that isn't in me. An awful lot of stuff in him that isn't in me. But now I feel like Nora. I don't care about all that stuff this afternoon. We're at the mustard seed. And I have experience with him here. And now I wasn't in Catonsville. I wasn't in the Plowshares. I saw him here. A lot I saw him here. Coming and going several times a week. And besides that, at least once a week, on that table down there, I had a meal with him. We sat opposite one another. And after that meal, on Saturday nights, when everybody else was gone, we'd sit around the table in the middle here for another meeting that we, a dozen of us or so, spent talking about personal things. Everybody sees him differently. I'm sure that the fellow that saw him in jail saw him a lot differently than I saw him. I never saw him come from across the street and approach that table that he wasn't smiling. Never, never, never. He approached that table, no matter how badly he felt, no matter how tough things were that day, when he approached that table, he was smiling. And no matter how hard the burden seemed when we talked around the table later on, he never was down. He was always uplifting. He always seemed to echo that same joy that we had seen earlier at supper. He was joyful with me. Joyful with me. And St. Teresa says, that's a sign of the presence of God. I remember one time, we have had a terrible problem with the plumbing here. It's remedied to some extent. But the sewage was just, we had a couple of backups of sewage. It was absolutely, it was sewage. Sewage. Everybody on Piedmont Street, sewage. Everybody on Merrick Street, sewage in our cellar. With a lot of good stuff, clothing and food and everything else. And Tom Lewis cleaned that out. When Donna told me about it, I didn't even want to hear about it. I'd rather not be around to do anything about it. I didn't even want to hear about it. And she just said one word that put everything in perspective. I called Tom Lewis. Tom Lewis came up. Tom Lewis took care of everything. That was the solution to that problem, which was the biggest problem of the year. Tom Lewis took care of that problem. So, I don't care how you remember him. From Catonsville, from Plowshares, from any demonstration or jail that you did with him. He was a very brave, courageous man. I remember him for his great contribution to the Mustard Seed in the difficult, humdrum duties that keep the Catholic worker movement alive and flourishing. I'll never forget him for that. In Psalm 137, and also in the book of Proverbs, we are told, truly told, the memory of the just is blessed. You want to be blessed? Don't forget Tom Lewis. The memory of the just is blessed. You want to be blessed? Remember this just man. He carried high and proud the banner of peace and justice in this community, perhaps like no other, like a one-man revolution. Don't forget him. Remembering him, you'll be blessed in many ways. But one way you'll surely be blessed, remembering him, you will be calling to mind a man in whom the elements were so mixed that nature might stand up and say to all the world, this was a man.